Here's what's going on the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday. Hours after the shakeup in the San Diego Padres front office, there are fireworks, gunshots being fired back and forth. Evidently, really a disagreement between Mike D, the president and CEO, and fire general manager Josh Burns about what they believe their relationship was in the front office. Burns, who was ousted as general manager, said it was never a comfortable fit with new ownership and a new president, that he was an inherited general manager. D's response, we weren't building for the future, we weren't winning now, we needed a change. Burns, by the way, is going to get 3 years' worth of salary as they vacate San Diego. Where do the Padres go? Well, ESPN is reporting the Padres ownership wants to hire a brash young general manager, a first-time guy who's built farm systems. ESPN says amongst the lead candidates, Al Avila, longtime employee for the Detroit Tigers, David Forster of the Oakland A's, Thad Levin of the Texas Rangers, Jason McLeod of the Cubs. Meanwhile, the Arizona Republic this morning has reported that Padre ownership does want permission to talk to general manager Kevin Towers. Towers, of course, used to be in San Diego. Good news, bad news for the Padres. The bad news, Andrew Cashner, the ace of the pitching staff, goes back on the disabled list. He's got shoulder soreness, this after pitching outings of 92 and 98 innings. Meanwhile, the Padres also put Casey Kelly, their young minor league pitching star, on the 60-day DL. He is yet to recover from ongoing elbow complications, likely done rest of the season. Good news, nobody could believe what they saw at AT&T Park last night. Audrey Despaigne, a 27-year-old Cuban free agent pitcher who got lit up in three starts at El Paso, had a 7.31 ERA, shut out San Francisco in his first major league start, held them to four hits in his major league debut, blanked them for seven innings, had the Giants hitting off balance all night long, threw a wide variety of pitches, including 69-mile-an-hour curveballs, 83-mile-an-hour changeups, and a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Meanwhile, Tommy Medica had a two-run double in the stunning win. Padres somehow have won four of their last six. San Francisco not doing well. They've dropped 10 of their 14. By the way, manager Bud Black wasn't around to see it. He got run early in the game in a feud with the umpires over a disallowed home run because of instant replay. Padres-Giants, game two of that series tonight. The hot young rookie Jesse Hahn will start for San Diego against the great Giant veteran Tim Hudson. Out-of-town scoreboard, something's not right with the Dodgers. Zach Greinke got battered again, this time in Kansas City. Royals beat the Dodgers 5-3. Greinke is just 1-4 in the month of June. Angels had the night off last night. They get Minnesota tonight. Top games, Major League Baseball last night. Cincinnati beat the Cubs. Catcher Devin Mesoraco, grand slam home run. The Reds are finally getting healthy. They've won 9 of their last 11. Cardinals shelled Colorado. Matt Adams, 2 homers, 6 RBIs. Redbirds have won 11 of 14. And the Rockies, who just last month thought they were pennant contenders, they've dropped 7 in a row. Yankees lost to Toronto. Jays scored 6 runs in the third inning in that. Seattle slammed Boston. Logan Morrison had 2 home runs. Orioles have signed veteran left-handed free agent pitcher, former Dodger and Milwaukee Brewer Randy Wolf. Miami has signed a free agent ex-Dodger pitcher Brad Penny. And Philadelphia has given up on one of their top minor league prospects. Tyson Gillies, who came in a huge blockbuster trade a couple of years ago, a Cliff Lee deal, has been released by Philadelphia after hitting 214 and 220 in 2 years in the minor leagues. Oakland A's concerned about the health of the ace of their staff, young right-handed pitcher Sonny Gray, who's 9-3, are shutting him down for a week at least. He's already thrown 99 innings this season. And the injury news gets worse for Yankee right-hander Michael Pineda. More setbacks, back problems. He's not pitched since early in the season. In soccer, in the World Cup, Mexico moves on into the knockout round. Rafa Marquez scored on a header early, triggered a Mexican landslide. They blew out Croatia 3-1. Mexico now goes to the shootout round. Netherlands grinded out a 2-0 win over Chile. They're undefeated in group play. The Dutch are going to play Mexico in the knockout round next week. I would not miss that. Spain slammed Australia 3-0. Brazil bombed Cameroon 4-1. Neymar, the Brazilian superstar, had a couple of more goals. Big games on the schedule today. England plays its final game in group play against Costa Rica. It's the first time in 56 years the English side has not made it out of group play. They are done as of tonight. NBA basketball. Be careful of what you put out on Twitter, Instagram, and other places. LeBron James' wife has caused a furor in South Florida with an Instagram message attached to his picture that says, "Our goal is the 330. 330 is the area code for Cleveland and Akron, leading to all types of speculation. LeBron James opting out of his contract this week might even consider going back to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't think so. Clippers lose longtime assistant coach Alvin Gentry. He resigns from Doc Rivers' staff. He's going to become the assistant head coach at Golden State. Cleveland has hired former Lakers guard Tyronn Lue. He's going to be an assistant coach to the new head coach they just hired from Tel Aviv, Dave Blatt. And Tim Duncan's coming back. He has invoked the option clause in his contract. He'll return for his 18th season with the champion San Antonio Spurs. NFL football, it's not been a good offseason for the 49ers. Seven different players have had problems with the law. Jim Harbaugh, wrapping up his minicamp, challenged his players, beware of who you associate with. In Seattle, Terrell Pryor, the ex-Raider quarterback, viewed as a bust, making great strides, working 6 hours a day with Seahawks star quarterback Russell Wilson. In New England, the Patriots, trying to rebuild their battered defense, say all three veteran guys on their defensive front coming off surgeries have finished with very impressive minicamps. They think Vince Wilfork, Tommy Kelly, Will Smith are going to be special players this season. And in college football, Nevada Las Vegas, which does not have much football tradition, is negotiating with a consortium of the casinos in Las Vegas to help fund a 50,000-seat stadium on campus. It would cost $550 million. Lots to report in the National Hockey League. The Hall of Fame group for 2014 has been announced. It includes the late, great Montreal, Boston Rangers and Leafs coach Pat Burns, also about to be enshrined into the Hall of Fame, 20-year veteran L.A. Kings defenseman Rob Blake, Colorado forward Peter Forsberg, and ex-Dallas Stars goal scorer Mike Modano. Vancouver has a new coach. Willie Desjardins, who won an AHL championship this season, has been hired to take over the troubled Vancouver Canucks franchise. Pittsburgh's new general manager Jim Rutherford is on fire, under fire. He, of course, fired Dan Bylsma, the head coach, after the Stanley Cup playoffs are over. He's yet to be able to hire a new coach. And the New York Rangers have bought out Brad Richards, the veteran high-scoring forward. He's going to get $12.6 million cash going out the door. First week of play at Wimbledon is underway. Defending champion Andy Murray winning his first match at center court. Remember last summer, he was the first from Great Britain to raise the cup in 77 years. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.